Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now going to be dealing with chapter number 19, which is lesson number 19 in your book. And we'll be dealing with 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. The objectives are, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the books of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, identify to whom each book was written. You're going to be able to state the purpose for each book. You'll be able to write the key verses of each book from memory and state the life and ministry principle found in each book. Now, as an overview, in each chapter, you will study three books, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. All these books are written by John, the son of Zebedee, and that's found in Matthew 4:21, who is an apostle of Jesus, according to Matthew 10:2. John also wrote the Gospel of John and the book of Revelation. You've already studied the Gospel of John, and the book of Revelation will be the final study in this course. The books were written by John, and they all fit together in developing a plan of increasing revelation. So in the books that are written by John, first we have the Gospel of John, which speaks of salvation, deals with the past, presents Jesus as the prophet, and concerns the cross in the life of believers. Then we have the epistles of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, which speak of sanctification, dealing with the present Jesus as our priest, and they concern the fellowship of believers. And then finally, we have the book of Revelation, which speaks of glorification, deals with the future, presents Jesus as the king, and concerns the crown awaiting believers. So first off, we have the introduction to 1 John, and as I said, it was written by John, and it was written to Christians who were falling into satanic deception, which was breaking their fellowship with God and other believers. And the purpose is to explain the standards of true fellowship in Jesus Christ. The key verse is found in 1 John 1, 8, 9. The life and ministry principle is this: that true fellowship with God and fellow believers is based on the standards of God's word and is maintained by the principle of confession of sin. The main character is the author of John. No other people are mentioned by name. So now for the outline. In Roman numeral number 1, we start with chapter number 1. In point A, we have John is writing about that which he has seen with his eyes, looked upon, handled of the word of life. He is writing from first-hand experience. B, the fellowship of which he writes is the true fellowship of believers with God and one another. And see, the purpose in writing on this subject is that their joy may be full by being established in this fellowship. In point number 2, we have the conditions for true fellowship in Jesus. Point A, conformity to the standard of God's word. B, confession of sin. Roman numeral number 3, we have the proper conduct of those in true fellowship of believers. And A, the character and the proper conduct is an imitation of spiritual examples set by Jesus, and that's starting in chapter number 2. Point number 1, we have the principle of imitation. 2, the pattern of imitation. 3, the proof of proper imitation. Point B, the commandment upon which conduct is based is separation. And point 1, the believers in which the commandment is addressed includes all levels of spiritual maturity. In point 2, the commandment is separation from worldliness. Point C, we have the creed for our conduct. Point 1, the necessity for a creed. And 2, the nature of the creed. Then we get into chapter number 3, which is Roman numeral number 4, which are the characteristics of true Christian fellowship. A, purity. B, righteousness and love. C, confidence. And D, obedience. In Roman numeral number 5, we have enemies of true fellowship of believers, and that's chapter 4. Point A, false prophets. 1, how to recognize them. 2, how to overcome them. 3, they are of the world. And 4, we are of God. Point B, false profession of a loving spirit. 1, perfect love is described. And 2, perfect love contrasted with a false profession of a loving spirit. In Roman numeral number 6, we now have chapter number 5. The reason for maintaining true fellowship is A, faith in Jesus is proven by the conduct we exhibit. B, faith in Jesus is proven by the credentials we exhibit. 1, the evidence of the credentials. 2, the evidence, the effect of the credentials. C, faith in Jesus is proved by the confidence we exhibit. And D, faith in Jesus is proved by conquering sin. So now we go into 2 John's introduction. It also, again, was the Apostle John. And it was written to the elect lady and her children, which means the church and its members. The church is always addressed in the feminine gender because she is called the bride of Christ. Now, the purpose was to admonish believers to be faithful to sound doctrine and to warn against false teachers. The key verse is found in 2 John 1:9. The life and ministry principle are this, that we must guard against false teachers who cause us to lose the spiritual qualities we have developed and who make us partakers of their evil. And the main character is John. So as an introduction, we have the greeting in Roman numeral number 1, point A, from the elder John, B, to the elect lady and her children whom John loves in truth, C, he sends from God the Father and the Son Jesus, 1, grace, 2, mercy, and 3, peace. Roman numeral number 2, we have exhortation to love. A, walk in truth. B, walk in love. C, walk in his commandments. And number 3, we have warning against false doctrine and teachers. A, the confession of false teachers. B, the consequences of believing false teachers. 1, losing spiritual things previously achieved in their lives. 2, transgressing by not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. And 3, becoming a partaker of their evil deeds. In Roman number 4, we have the conclusion. A, John has much to write to them, but hopes to come visit them instead. And B, John sends greeting from the members of the sister church. And then we have 3 John, the introduction. It was also written by John, and it was written, this book is addressed to a man named Gaius. It is written to both him and the church from which he was connected. There's no way to identify who this man was, as the Bible gives no further information on him. The truths of the letter are applicable to all believers. The purpose was to commend Gaius and Demetrius for their Christian testimony and to reprove the unchristian behavior of Diotrephes. And so the key verses in chapter 1, verse 11, the life and principle are that our lives are examples of either good or evil to others around us. And the main characters are John, Gaius, Diophanes, and Demetrius. So in Roman numeral number 1, we have the introduction. Point A, from the elder John. B, to the well-beloved Gaius. C, John's wish for them that they may prosper and be in health, even as his soul prospered. Point 2, the believer's relation to truth, that A, it should be in them. B, that they should walk in truth. C, when we walk in truth, it brings joy to our spiritual leaders. 3, the believer's relation to other fellow Christians. A, they're to minister to brethren and strangers. B, they should be known to the church for their charity, and C, that they are to be fellow helpers to the truth. In Roman numeral number 4, the believer's relation to good and evil. Point A, Diotrephes is an example of evil. 1, he attempted to occupy the leading place. 2, refused to receive John, God's appointed leader. 3, slander the apostles' leadership. 4, discontented. 5, excluded other brethren, hid cliques. 6, he attempted to excommunicate believers who do not want to accept the leadership set in the church by God. B, the proper response to such evil. 1, follow not that which is evil, because he that does evil hath not seen God. And 2, follow that which is good, for he that doeth good is of God. See, Demetrius is an example of good. 1, he had a good testimony of all men. 2, he aligned with the truth of God's word. 3, he had a good reputation with God-appointed leadership. In Roman numeral number 5, we have the conclusion. A, John had many things to write, but hoped to come visit instead. B, he sends 1 peace, and 2 salutations from his friends to Gaius and the church. And C, he asked Gaius to greet his friends by name. That's it for 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. So go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.